16 people have been presented with National Bravery Awards by the Ceann Comhairle of the Dáil, Seán O'Farrill, at a special ceremony at Farmley House in Dublin this morning. Among the recipients was Garda Kieran Murray, who, along with colleague Garda Brendan Crawford, rescued a woman and her dog from a culvert running under the M50 motorway. I spoke to Kieran a short time ago and asked him about what happened that day.
Yeah, it was like a normal day, Brian, I suppose. We were out on patrol and we were radioed by the station there saying a male had seen a female and her dog be dragged in to River Camac. It was a strong current that then subsequently brought her underneath the water and dragged her into the, underneath the M50 in a tunnel. They can't see her. It's completely darkness, but she's screaming for her life. So fortunately enough, we were 2 minutes away. Myself, Keir Galvin and Brendan Crawford, we arrived at the scene within 2 minutes. And like that, I suppose, everything went out the window and you just had to react. Keira grabbed the rope from the van and myself and Brendan jumped in. You couldn't see Anne Lamb in there. It was complete darkness. So we jumped in and kind of wrapped the rope around ourselves and took it from there. You could hear her screaming. She said she didn't want to die. She was extremely, extremely worried. So we tried to calm her down as we slowly went down into the tunnel. And as we got to her there, the water was submerging her there because she was actually trying to save her dog, really, to put her head. At that stage, I gave Millie to Brendan. I grabbed Anne, lifted her up, and we both brought them out to safety while the FB were waiting, and thankfully she was okay from there.
So this was a culvert, Kieran, that ran all the way under the M50. I mean, what, 50 or 60 yards in length?
Yeah, that's right, Brian, there. Yeah, it was flooding that week, so the current would have been very, very strong. So actually the dog, Millie, went in to check out the water and unfortunately Anne kind of took her eye off, I suppose, and Millie got dragged in and she was holding Millie, so that went underneath the M50. So you're probably talking about 50 or 60 metres of complete darkness there, so it wasn't easy for Anne.
I mean, I know you're all trained to deal with various kind of situations, but I don't imagine you have any training to deal with something like this. You know, what goes through your mind when you're faced with this kind of situation and what you need to do?
To be honest with you, Brian, everything kind of went out the window. It was just there and it's just you have to react to kind of a fight or flight. So it was kind of take off the heavy gear, your PPE and your stab vest. And just Brendan and I just took from there and we had to deal with what you have. We had a rope that kind of went 20 metres. So at the end of the day, it couldn't hold on to us and hold on to the van. So we just tied around ourselves. So we had some bit of support. And thankfully, everything went right in the day. Like, you know, it was the little things, I suppose, in the day went right where it could easily went so wrong. And thankfully, Anne and Millie are there now to tell their story and continue to go for walks around Clondalkin.
Yeah, and she was fine afterwards. No harm done.
No, completely okay. Now, I think I thankfully that was for the grandfather and grandson. It was Evan and Alan Fleming who actually phoned the station so quickly. And I suppose their quick thinking allowed us to respond so quickly to the scene. They're probably the unsung heroes of the day as well. That allowed us to respond so quickly. And I'd say because of that, it allowed us to get her out so quickly.
Yeah. Now, you don't do something like this in any expectation for, I presume, an award or a medal, but you're getting this bronze medal today yourself and Brendan. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, Brian, I'm really, really happy. I suppose you don't join the guards to get any awards or any certificates there, but it is nice to be acknowledged and very privileged to receive this award. And hopefully it highlights to the general public and the people the work the guards do around the country, whether it's Donegal, Galway, Dublin, Gardaí around the country there. They're willing to put their lives on the line every day for the community. They always have been there and they always will be there for the community.
Garda Kieran Murray from Ballyfermot Garda Station, who along with colleague Garda Brendan Crawford received a National Bravery Award today from Ceann Comhairle, Seán O'Farrill.